Good morning, you're listening to BBC Radio 2. Joining me in the studio is Dan C. Marks, who's going to take us through today's newspapers. What have you got, Dan?
One of the biggest stories in today's papers is David Cameron's plan to resign. The story features in The Independent after David Cameron said last night that he would rule out a third return to Downing Street, assuming that he returns to power in May. In the BBC interview, he alluded to his successor, saying that it was the George Osborne's, Theresa May's and Boris Johnson's that would lead the party to success in the future. The news comes as he promised an in-out referendum in 2017. The Times also features Cameron on the front page, but also leads with a damning claim from the parents of London-based teens who have gone to join ISIS. The parents have called the British police hopeless in an interview with the paper. Parents and siblings have travelled to Turkey in an attempt to beg the schoolgirls to return home, saying that this is their last chance to convince them. They claim they've received little support from the British police or the girls' school, the Bethnal Green Academy. The claims have surfaced on the same day as Theresa May announced plans to shut down mosques used by extremists. The Daily Express are leading with UKIP's plans to cap unskilled migration if they are part of the next government. The party have called for a closed-door policy on unqualified workers, as they say it will boost the economy. Patrick O'Flynn, the UKIP economic spokesperson, said such a step would be a large and unarguable net economic positive for the country.
Thanks, Dan. Up next, we'll be talking about Jeremy Clarkson, whose fate is due to be announced imminently. Maybe David Cameron could take over.